talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marion way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, and we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange. Read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on. Turn on, I'm in. It's on today. Exchange Club.
Hey, Scott Spears along with you here. Getaway Friday, September the 10th, 2021. 21 minutes past the hour here, WWGH Radio time. And away we go with this hour. Now, so far, no guests on the program, but one may be arriving. We'll see what happens with that. But I want to continue the discussion. And, we thank Pastor Steve Whitaker for coming in today, as he always does on Friday. But I want to tie a knot in what we've been talking about this morning and also talk about something very important, which we'll do tonight on the nightly program, 8 to 10, with Angie Evers tonight. Tomorrow is the 20th anniversary of 9/11, and I think that in some way, we talked about it on the pastor's show, but we really do have to remember this day, much like Pearl Harbor, that it was a singular day that Americans banded together and really showed their best side. And it's unfortunate that it takes a crisis to do that, but in this particular case, that was... And you know what? And I go back to the popcorn parade on this one, is that if the Grand Marshal indeed was the military, what a great choice for the 20th anniversary of 9/11, I just wish we had known. So, if anybody has any memories of where they were on 9/11, or has the world changed in the last 20 years because of it? Because there was a lot of talk at that time about, has this changed the world forever, or will we go back to normal? What do you think has happened in the last 20 years? 20 years since 9/11 tomorrow. That's unbelievable for me to think that it's been that long. 740-383-9944. Memories of 9/11. Horrible, horrible day. But the one thing about that day that I think all Americans should be very proud of is that they came together and we saw what patriotism is. Patriotism is not flying a flag or wearing a flag pin on your sports coat or firing off fireworks. I mean, all that stuff is fine to do, but what real patriotism is willing to fight for this country, to fight for the rights that we have. And you always have to remember, the reasons other countries don't like us, for the most part, is because of our freedoms, and terrorist organizations as well. The reason they don't like us is because of our freedoms, and that's what we fight for. So, if you have a memory of 9/11 20 years ago, tomorrow, give us a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, beyond that, I do want to put a pin in this morning's conversation. Now, you have to understand that the reason this morning's conversation happened... Oh, before I do that, I got to say this. Thank Mr. Shirk for bringing in the not only tomatoes, but some really nice vegetables here that I will enjoy. I assure you I will enjoy those. Thank you so much for making the trip over here today and dropping those off. Very, very good-looking vegetables. I love stuff like that. I love to eat stuff like that. I like it better than chips, to be honest. But to this morning's conversation about the Popcorn Festival and the Channel 6 story on Auditor Landon. Now, the way I see radio is I come in here in the morning, and the people who call in, I really do see it as sort of a radio family friendship. So a lot of times, I don't think of it as me standing up on a soapbox complaining about something. You know, we all sort of say things to our friends that we find not so great. And that's pretty much what this morning was. And I don't take any of it back because I meant it. It would be very disingenuous of me to come on and say that I did not mean it, because I certainly did. But I just hope that sometimes we can work together to solve these problems. And I guess maybe that is what this morning was all about. That people call in and want to argue about something, just the fact that it's brought up. I guess I just don't understand that. Now, if we want to talk about facts, now facts are different. We can argue about facts, but the fact that something even happened, that I have a little bit of a problem with. So, that's all this morning was. And to be honest with you, as I said, I did not go to the popcorn parade. I don't see myself going up there this weekend, but I haven't for the last few years. I know there was no popcorn festival last year, but really, it's probably been 4 or 5 years since I've went up there and done anything. It's just not something that I have a whole lot of interest in. You know, the fair for many years, I was not all that involved in, because I did not go to a county school, so I never raised animals, so there was never really any reason for me to go to the fair. But as I got into radio, the fair was always something that was covered every year, so I spent a lot more time at the fair being in radio than I ever did as a kid. I probably went there one day when I was a kid. I'd go to the Marion County Fair. But other than that, it was not a big thing for me. But that's all that is. People feel different ways about different things. Now, a point that is made is that, do we want to see things prosper? Well, of course we would. Who wants to stay in an area that is not prospering? I don't think anybody does, but I think sometimes we turn a blind eye to things, and that's why they continue. You know, it's kind of like when somebody's robbing your neighbor's house. You know, it's your choice to call. Now, they're not robbing your house, so chances are you're not going to lose anything. But if you don't say something about the neighbor's house being robbed, they're going to lose something. And I think, for me, that's what the point of the conversation about the popcorn festival and the auditor were this morning. It didn't affect me at all, because I was not at the popcorn parade. And to be honest, the Grand Marshal is not a big thing to me. But I do know the families of people who have been Grand Marshal, and I do know a lot of the Grand Marshals who took that as a big honor. And it's something that we only do once a year. So the fact that it was not publicized, that's the problem that I have. Especially when I went out of my way to try to find out who it was. Now, also, beyond that, when it came to the parade, I know a lot of people had a problem with the parade last night. That's their enjoyment. They took the time to go down there and set the chair up and watch the thing. I didn't. It didn't impact me one way or another. But I want to see everybody enjoy what's going on. And you have to understand that, yes, the people who put on these events are donating their time and a lot of effort, and that's great. And we're glad they do it. But the people who participate, if you don't have the people participating, you don't need volunteers. You don't need an event. And if you turn off all these people who participate and they stop coming and they stop spending their money, you're not going to need the volunteers, because you're not going to have an event. And you better always be aware of that. And I'm always aware of that when it comes to radio. Because guess what? We can turn on the transmitter. We can turn on the antenna. We can turn on the internet. But if there's nobody out there listening, there's not much point of us sitting here every day and doing this. So you always appreciate the listener. And you always appreciate the people coming to your event, and I don't know why we don't appreciate them more. Yes, the people who put it on are important. Yes, the people who do these shows on the radio are important. Yes, the people who work in restaurants are important. But guess what? If you don't have any customers at your restaurant ain't going to be there very long, and you aren't going to need those employees. So, if you're serving bad food, if you've made a mistake in the planning of your event, if you've done a bad show, take ownership of it. Don't try to dust it under the rug. And then fix it. And then life goes on. And everybody's happy. That's all I'm saying. Now, does anybody want to say anything? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz and we can certainly talk about it. But that's what it's all about. Now, I'm not going to sit here and give my opinion on politics. I'm not going to sit here and give my opinion on people in general. But I certainly will give my opinion on things going on in Marion that affect the citizens. You know, I can agree to a certain point that the people volunteering deserve to be recognized and we should be very happy for them. Absolutely. But to totally discount the people who are watching, who go to these things, I don't see that. You know, I have seen schools put on shows and nobody show up. Well, if you don't have an audience, putting on the show wasn't much good. It could have been the best show. It could have been the greatest show there's ever been in the history of school performances. If nobody buys a ticket to see it, if nobody's in the auditorium, it's as if it didn't happen. Now, that's life. And if you can't take criticism, you probably should get out of the business of doing anything public anyway, because people are constantly going to criticize you. Because most things are subjective. You know, nobody can pull in and say, like me, listen to me, like this food. Most things in life are subjective to the person hearing, listening, eating, attending. You know, if you don't like a tractor pull, highly unlikely you're going to go to a tractor pull. Now, there are a lot of people putting on the tractor pull and working very hard to do it. But if you don't like tractor pulls, why would you go? Now, if you do like tractor pulls and you paid your money and you went and they performed badly, well, why wouldn't you say something? Because that might deter you from coming back in the future. You know, it's like the horse races here in Marion. The fair had the horse races for years and years and years, and they were hugely popular. And then there were a couple years where it wasn't as exciting and it wasn't run very well. Well, I don't know if anybody complained or not, but the horse racing went away because people weren't showing up. They weren't watching it. They weren't paying attention. They weren't placing bets. And the horse racing went away. And then what happened? Everybody complained. Where's the horse racing? Then they finally brought it back. Now, is it popular? I don't know. I went the first year they brought it back, and it wasn't as highly attended as it had been in the past, but that probably had a great deal to do with everything they had been through. So let's not get to that point. So that's the point of the whole show today. Now, say something if you like. I'd love to hear from you. 740-383-9944. If you want to talk about 9/11, if you want to talk about anything we've discussed this morning, if you want to talk about anything in general, feel free. I think it's very important to hear from you on this particular day. And it's much like the Cardinals as well. If you are not into art, it probably is not interesting to you. Or you're not into that sort of thing. You know, there are some people who live on the east, south end of town who have no idea what that's all about. Now, if I painted one, or I put together one, or I donated the money to make one, have one made, well, it probably means a lot more to me than it does to those people, but I can't fault those people for not caring. So there you go. That's today's story on that. But again, phone lines are open. Now, we never did get our trivia question answered earlier. Who were the first performers at the Marion Popcorn Festival way back in 1981. There were three performers that year. Now, one of these people has been on this show. One of these people was a huge star at the time. And the other is a group. Can anybody name any of the groups or people who performed at the first Marion Popcorn Festival. 740-383-9944. Can anybody go into the recesses of their mind and go back to 1981 and remember who those people were who performed at the Popcorn Festival? You know, I'll tell you what, if this group was still able to perform at the Popcorn Festival this year, I think it would be a big deal. If this person who I interviewed was still performing at the Popcorn Festival this year, I think it would be a big deal. The first year was very, very big. Does anybody know who any of these people were? Let me give you a hint. One of them was a stand-up comedian. Now, that did not happen very often in the history of the Popcorn Festival. Who was the stand-up comedian that performed at the first Popcorn Festival? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody know the stand-up comedian that performed at the first Marion Popcorn Festival a lot of years ago? 740-383-9944. You know, it's hard for me to believe in a way that the Popcorn Festival has been going on for 40 years. My goodness. What a run. 40 years. That's a tribute to the people who helped start it so many years ago that it's still going all these years later. But thank goodness it is. Who was the stand-up comedian that performed at the first Marion Popcorn Festival? 740-383-9944. Everybody was so talkative earlier. Now everybody's clammed up. Anybody out there? Anybody going to weigh in? 740-383-9944. We would love to hear from you at this point. See if you can guess this stand-up comedian. I'm trying to think of a hint for the musical performer who was there the first year that has been on this program. It's a country singer. A very popular country singer. Would have been a very popular country singer in 1981. All right, let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
Have I once again had the pleasure of speaking with the interviewer and chauffeur to the stars?
You do.
In person?
You do.
How about that? Well, hopefully my broadcast is not on delay. I think you were asking about the stand-up comedian.
Yes.
My question, of course, is it somebody whom you've spoken with on your esteemed radio programs?
You know, no, it's not. Actually, the person from the first year who I've interviewed is still around, and it's not the comedian. It's the country music performer.
I'll go for Brenda Lee. That's probably not right. You need to talk to her.
Yeah, that's a good
Ray,
a good guess. But
Ray Stevens is kind of country slash novelty. You talked to the Oak Ridge Boys guy, that one with the deep voice.
I talked to three of the Oak Ridge Boys.
Yeah. So this comedian, male or female, I presume, you've never spoken. I mean, is there anybody in the comic business you've never talked to? Even Bill Cosby you've talked to. So that makes it a pretty easy guess. I was going to say Shecky Green is kind of a comedy answer. That's obviously not right. It's obviously not Phyllis Diller. So
no.
It probably isn't Johnny Carson. I doubt he would come to the Popcorn Festival. Not that he's a Midwesterner himself. I think he could have, but I don't think that was the right answer.
This person was never on, but namely because by the time I got into radio, they were pretty far along in age by that point. And I think they had some memory issues by that point, but back in 81, they headlined the Popcorn Festival.
Male or female, I was going to say Jack Benny or Lucille Ball, they're pretty big. I'm not sure it's one of them.
But what? Not Lucille Ball, and I think Jack Benny was already dead by 81.
Yeah, I'm not Jack. He was granddaughter, Joe, one of his relatives. I remember that.
Daughter. Yeah, his daughter.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'm in the car, so I mean, I'm not using any Googling. Lucille Ball was alive. That would be a good guess.
I don't think Lucille was a stand. This is a stand-up comic.
Yeah. Well, she did kind of, you know, involve. All right, Carol Burnett. There's my answer.
Not
that's,
Carol
that's,
Burnett.
That's a good answer, Carol Burnett.
Carol Burnett. still with us.
Yeah. Well, I'm saying, so this, oh, this person is no longer with us.
No.
Okay. So the clues are the person is deceased.
Yep.
And you've never had him or her on your show.
No, because they were already probably in the grips of Alzheimer's by the time I got in radio.
Can you say male or female? Black or white?
Male. It was a male.
Black or white? Can you give us another clue?
White.
Okay. Okay, so a white male gentleman who has passed away in the last 40 years, never been on your show.
Right. But was still performing in 81 and was a main performer that year at the Popcorn Festival.
Yeah, I was just looking over the Popcorn Festival history, too. I should be able to figure that one out.
It was year one. But you know what? You glossed over it there, but you did get one of the answers right. The country performer who's been on my show was Ray Stevens.
Okay, because he's country more. I think of him as more of a novelty performer with the streak, but he's country novelty pop, so.
Yep,
okay,
Ray Stevens was here in 81.
Oh, yeah, your interview was really good. I love singing The Streak, and I also sing Everything is Beautiful.
No, but
there's a man who sings very different kind of songs, Scott. I mean, how could those songs be any different?
But you know what? If he came here in 2021, I would go down and see him.
Oh, yeah. I would. I'd come naked. I would be The Streak.
Then I wouldn't come if you were coming that way, but...
I mean, wouldn't that be good? Have like a little video, and I can just be The Streak? You know, at the basketball playoff. Remember, you know how that song goes.
But you know what? He still performs, so he's probably somebody
they
could have
got. He's very active on Facebook.
Yeah.
And he's like 83 years old. He just had a new album out. He's definitely around. He's very versatile guy. You don't realize he does so many different kinds of songs, not just these novelty songs, even though they were classic.
Well, you're a music aficionado. Do you know the group? So we know the country performer was Ray Stevens. We don't have the comedian yet. Who was the group that performed? Now, this group still performs, but they more...
Are they country or what kind of music?
No, they're not. Definitely not country. I would say oldies.
Pop. Well, Three Dog Night, possibly one of my favorites. They're still around, although they've had some deaths, but... Ohio Players would be an obvious answer.
I'll tell you, this group plays still to this day at the Palace Theater every so often, and they always pack the place.
Ohio Players would be a good choice, wouldn't they? Because they're local. Dwight Yoakam's from this area.
No, this isn't a country. This is an oldies group.
Yeah, OJs. They're from Ohio. That's probably not the right answer.
Well, I don't know that this group was from Ohio.
Okay, I'm gonna say. Well, it's just nice to have a. Because Ohio doesn't have a lot of musicians from the area. It'd be nice to have somebody who is kind of regional that way. The Ohio Players did define, and they still do, they've defined the funk pop of the 70s, which still lives in many other people's performances. So it's a group, and you said it's just pop music, it's not really country R&B or hard rock.
No, it's
pop.
It would definitely be considered oldies. If this group performed today, 40 years later, it would be an older crowd going to see it.
Not Gary Puckett in the Union Gap, right? He still performs. He's around.
No, but they still perform.
Am I kind of getting warmer? Is it a male or female or mixed? Or
there's no standout in the group. The group itself just has a name, and there's really no standout performer.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think it was Toto or the Doobie Brothers.
No.
But okay. Yeah, I don't know. At least I got the singer right.
Yeah, it was Ray Stevens. You know, I cannot believe he came here in year number one, and that's not known more. People do remember this comedian, but that's a pretty good year. This comedian and Ray Stevens, that's not a bad year for year number one.
You know, I know that you mentioned like Great White 30 years ago. They were a super group, you know, and they still perform. They're still a known name, so I think that's a pretty good lineup to have.
And I'm not saying Rumors was not big last night. I'm just saying it's a tribute band.
Yeah, it's a tribute band. It'd be nice to have the real Fleetwood Mac, and of course they've had some personnel issues, but I would be happy to see them. But never hurts to see a tribute band. They got plenty of music to play for sure. Yeah, I wish I could say I'm not going to Google us, Scott. I'm going to try to find it myself. So,
keep guessing. We might go on to year number two.
I'm drawing a blank with the comedian. You said white male passed away in the last 40 years. Never on your show. And the band, I mean, I gave some suggestions. Three Dog Night does a lot of this kind of stuff, so they're a good guess. And they're around just with different personnel, but otherwise, I don't know. I'm sure it'll be obvious when I hear the answer.
You know, I know Three Dog Night performed. I just don't know what year they were here. It seems to me they were here at some point.
They've been to the Ohio Fair and stuff. And, I mean,
Three Dog Night was here in 93.
Yeah, and I believe Corey Wells is the one who just passed away. But, I mean, they have people that are with them on tour, and they're one of my favorite bands, so, but not The Answer. So, and it's someone where there's no standout. It wouldn't be a... It's not a hard rock band like Van Halen where you know the people. The members are more anonymous than the band name.
Yeah, the band name is more popular. You know, I'll tell you, it's very clear to me that in the 90s they had some money. Because, boy, oh boy, I'm looking at some of these. Well, in the early 2000s it seemed like they had some great performances.
Well, it isn't Boyz II Men. They were barely alive in 81. I know they're one of your favorites.
Oh, yeah, that's my... But, you know, I'm looking over this list now, and I'm telling you,
they would be alive in 81, but they would be young. But I know they're one of your favorites. You're a big Boyz. You're the president of the Mid-Ohio Boyz II Men fan club.
Well, how can you not like them?
Can you give me a hint, Scott? I mean, if it's a music question from 81, I should know it. Give me a hint.
They still perform. I really don't know what else to... They're a group. They perform. It's mostly oldies music. They've probably been at the Palace in the last 10 years.
Sing a few bars from one of their songs for me.
You know what? I tell you, I don't even know one of their songs, but I do know the name of the group.
Can you look it up on Google quickly and just give me a title of one of their their lesser hits? Then I would definitely know it.
Let's see here.
Give me a clue about one of their songs. Sing a bar. Give me a couple lines. Then I should know it, Scott, because I should know. I claim to be the walking encyclopedia of 73 to 87, and sometimes earlier and later. I should know this. No excuse not to.
Okay, well, let me take a... hold on a second. Let me see what I can find here. Now, take some more guesses at the comedian while I look this up.
I can't think of anybody. Lucille Ball was probably the best guess.
Okay, I'll tell you, this group was formed in the late 1950s.
That's not that helpful, but...
They are 59, and it says they are still active. They've been active since 1959.
Can you give me one of their songs or something? Late 50s isn't that helpful. I shouldn't, and I'm sure when I know it, I'll be... aggravated at myself, but if you have to give me some kind of a clue, I'm still trying to think.
Their first song that hit the charts hit at number 6 in 1962, A Song for Young Love. Number 6 on the U.S. charts, 1962.
Not the Four Seasons, is it? That's kind
of about... Nope, not the Four Seasons.
Yeah, I don't... 62 is a little bit before my time.
Let me see what they did in this. They got a lot of songs here. Hold on. The 70s. Oh, that was their album. That was...
So the 70s, I'll know. Give me something not too easy, but something that's...
Okay, here's one of their biggest songs of all time. Okay. This song was number 13 on the Hot 100, and it was number 3 in the U.S. and 8 in Canada in 1961. The Way You Look Tonight.
Oh, Elton John has a song with a similar title, but obviously it's not he.
They were the originators.
I know. Well, it's something about the way you look tonight. I think was his song. I can't think of it. Can you go back a little later than 61?
Let me see what they were doing in the 70s. Okay, they had a song in the 70s called "Morning Girl."
No, I don't know that.
It was number 34.
I don't know. I don't know. Morning Girl.
Number 6 in 1971, Everything Is Good About You.
I'm going to kick myself when I hear this.
Yeah, they're I guess they have...
You don't know...
Their other... When I Fall in Love, that was theirs.
Not like the Platters or one of the R&B group.
That's the closest you've gotten to here.
Okay. I don't think it's the Four Tops. It could be.
Not the Four Tops.
It sounds a little like the kind of music the Platters would sing.
Well, stay with us for 10 minutes. Think and call back, because let's see if anybody else has got it.
So it is kind of an R&B type group?
More like the Platters, yeah.
Okay, so it's a soft R&B.
Well, I don't know. The Way You Look Tonight, would you call that R&B? I don't know what they called it. Let me see what they define themselves as.
Focus in Your Eyes, that's one of the Platters songs. It's a soft R&B.
Pop songs with light arrangements. The group started in 1959. They've had two top 10 singles, both at number 7, 16 top 10 singles on the Adult Contemporary chart, 32 consecutive Billboard chart albums, 11 gold records, and 5 Grammy nominations.
What's their most recent song?
Now, you know that's going to be a dead song, because in 1988, they had All I Ask of You.
88.
But they're still performing. Let me see. I'm going to go to their website and see if they're going to be in Ohio anytime soon.
I should know. I'm almost at my restaurant for my pizza buffet that I sometimes go to.
Oh, there's some pictures of them. Okay, let's see where they're going to be performing at here. Where's their tour schedule? Okay, here we go. Let's see here.
Can you give me a black, white, male, female, mixed? Can you tell me that by looking at
it? Mostly white.
Okay, men or both? Men or mixed?
Men. They're going to be in Kansas on the 20th. They're going to be in they're going to be over in Indiana on the 23rd of September. Oh, they're going to be here in Massillon on October 9th. Massillon, Ohio, the Lions Lincoln Theater.
That's not far.
Greenberg, PA on November the 7th.
I call it Mastodon.
Anderson, Indiana on November 27th. It must be big in Indiana. Angola, Indiana on December the 3rd.
How about Marion, Indiana? There is a Marion, Marion County, where Indianapolis is. So it's white males, kind of a soft R&B, adult contemporary.
Big group, still performing.
I don't know. I wish I knew, Scott. I'll be kicking myself when I hear it. But
well, let's see if anybody else has got it. We'll take some calls.
Yeah. I'm glad I at least got Ray Stevens. I think I'd seen that somewhere, but I was kind of going off of the clues, and so glad I got that one.
All right.
Okay, well, talk to you later, Scott.
Thanks, bye-bye. All right, okay. So we don't have the group yet that performed at the first Popcorn Festival. Now, we did get Ray Stevens. That's who's been on my show, the country performer. Ray Stevens was at the first Popcorn Festival. And the comedian. We don't have the comedian yet. All right, go ahead, caller.
I didn't think the windbag was ever going to get off there.
The windbag. Oh, he'll come look. He'll come to your house and streak.
Yeah. Bob Hope.
Not Bob Hope. That's a good guess, though.
Oh, I thought for sure.
Not Bob Hope.
Okay,
thank you. Not Bob Hope, but that is a good guess. That's a white comedian that's never been on this show, who's died in the last 40 years, but would have still been performing in 81. Does anybody know who this comedian was? Well, I'm sure somebody here in Marion went to the first Popcorn Festival, or this group. This group performs at the Palace quite a lot. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, wasn't it the Letterman?
The Letterman. You got it.
I went up there and I saw them, and they put on a great show.
They still do it. They still perform at the Palace about once every 3 or 4 years.
Yes, I do remember them being there. But I do not recall a comedian. That one, I just don't know that one.
Do you remember Ray Stevens being there?
I did, but I didn't go to his show.
You know, I was surprised he was here the first year. That's a pretty big name for year number one.
Well, yeah, but even in later years, let's see, we had Gloria Estefan and Miami Sound Machine.
There is a year here. The year that Gloria Estefan was here, well, that was a big year, but also, there's a year here where they have a tremendous lineup. I mean, it was unbelievable. Hold on, let me look at the year here. We'll probably do this tonight, so I hope you're able to tune in tonight, 8 to 10. Oh, 1992. It's amazing. Well, and the following year, 93, 94 was big. There were some big years in there.
Well, they must have had a lot more money, probably, to spend on entertainment.
Oh, absolutely.
Or maybe the acts were cheaper to come by. I don't know.
But, it might have been. Could have been.
And I think, do you feel that some of the interest in the Popcorn Festival is waning? I mean, I don't, at least for me, I don't even think they want to go up there anymore. And it used to be one of the biggest things I look forward to.
Well, that's the thing that's hard to explain to people, and maybe where my rant came from this morning, is that I'm telling you, I probably went to 37 popcorn parades. I was probably in 5 of them. And to know that what happened last night happened, I guess that's why it ticked me off a little bit. And the it has a reputation now. Now, how it got that reputation, I don't know. But whatever it is, they need to fix it. Because it was such, like you say, a huge appeal.
It really was.
It's just not anymore.
Yeah, I had friends from out of town that came in specifically for us all to go up to the popcorn festival.
Oh, I mean, the town almost used to shut down. I mean, even restaurants on the East End had no business on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night.
Yep, you're absolutely right. Yeah. And it's a shame.
It is, it is. But I appreciate you did get it, the letterman. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye. Telephone number 740-383-9944. We still don't have the comedian. We've got the band. It was the Letterman. We've got Ray Stevens, who are both still performing, by the way. You know, they should have done a 40th reunion. They should have brought the Letterman and Ray Stevens back. Now, they're not going to bring this comedian back because he has since gone on to his reward. But who was the third performer at the first Popcorn Festival? 740-383-9944. Does anybody know? Now, year number two was not bad either. Who was the headliner in year number two? A big female singer. Big female singer. And also a big patriotic singer. Still going strong today. Go ahead, caller.
Take My Wife, please.
You got it.
I didn't think that would be tough.
We got the Letterman and Ray Stevens before we got old Henny Youngman.
Classic.
Now, he performed at the... There was not a main stage the first year, was there?
Yes, it was.
Oh, really? He performed on... I thought he played down at the Palace.
No, he was on... as far as I recall, he was Thursday. Ray Stevens was Friday, and then the Letterman was Saturday because they had a reception out at the old... Well, it's now the... it's the hotel there... kind of by Jimmy John's. I think it was America's Best Value Inn, but at the time I think it was an LK, and they had a reception out by the pool for all the media, and we got a chance to meet the Letterman.
Now, did you have any access to Ray Stevens or go to that show?
I don't recall. I'm guessing since it was a Friday night, I was probably doing a football game.
I think Charlie told me that he had interviewed Henny Youngman while he was here for the first Popcorn Festival.
Probably so.
I wonder if there... I know Jeannie's probably out there listening. I wonder if there's any pictures of that. I bet people would like to see that this year.
But he was... To this day, he is still one of my all-time favorites.
Oh, funny, man. But you know, wouldn't it have been... Because Ray Stevens is still performing. The Letterman are still performing. Wouldn't it have been great if we could have brought them back for the 40th year? They're still popular.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
It'd have been good. Well, maybe next year. You never know.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Yes, Henny Youngman was the comedian. Take My Wife, Please. All right, year number two. Big female singer. You know, I don't even know if she's still alive or not. She might be, but this is a big name. Everybody would know this name. And the patriotic singer is known for a patriotic song. Was here in year number two, 1982. This person still performs all the time. Who is that? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Year number two of the Popcorn Festival. Oh, the female singer I was telling you about, she has died. She died last year, a matter of fact. She died September 29th, 2020. It's about a year ago. But this is a big, big female singer. Very big. And, the patriotic singer still performs today. And again, they had another kind of oldies group. It wasn't the Letterman, but a group kind of like that. I don't know if they still perform or not. I'd have to take a look. Does anybody remember year number two, Popcorn Festival Entertainment? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Let's see here. This is an R&B group. And they're still performing, too, apparently. Started in 1954, and they are still performing around the country. Now, their first big hit was in 1961. That's What Girls Are Made For. I'll Always Love You. They had a number one here. Oh, they had two number ones. Could it be I'm Falling in Love, One of a Kind? Two number one hits. Mighty Love was number one. Then Came You, number one on the charts in the 70s. What band was this that appeared at the Popcorn Festival 1982? And they're still around. And who's the patriotic singer? He sings other things, but it's a male. And known for a patriotic song that we hear every 4th of July to this day. Huge patriotic singer. I think he was considered country at one point, but I don't know if he's considered country anymore or not. And the female singer that year, who just died last year, would have been the big headliner, I'm pretty sure, in 1982. Does anybody know who that would have been? 740-383-9944. We got about a minute left. Now, don't forget, I'll be here with Angie Evers tonight, and maybe we'll do some more of this Popcorn Festival trivia. That's a lot of fun. Now, who's at the Popcorn Festival tonight? Is tonight the one half of Montgomery Gentry? I think that's right. I think that's who's down there tonight. Don't forget the Waldo Fire Department 9/11 Remembrance Ceremony tomorrow at 8:30 a.m. Don't miss that. And, of course, the COVID clinic going on over at the Marion Public Health Department. It's free, and you'll get a $100 gift card if it's your first vaccination. So, yeah, tonight we'll get back to the Popcorn Festival list and all kinds of other things. So come back with us tonight, 8 to 10, here on WWGH Radio. Have fun at the festival. Have fun what you're doing. And never forget 9/11. I think that was one of the slogans back then, and we should never forget that. Stay tuned. Scott Spears for this day, heading for the dugout.
M is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address, 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number, 740-225-4495, webpage crtmechanicals.com.
Hey everybody, it's Pastor Steve Whitaker from the Pastor Spot. We are on every Tuesday at 5:15 and replay again on Wednesday at 3:15. We take pertinent issues of the day going on and look at them in a biblical perspective. So we'd love to have you listen and just, you know, call in, just get a conversation going and have a great time on the show.
Pastor Steve Whitaker is the pastor at Community Christian Fellowship in Prospect, Ohio. Address, 209 East Water Street. The Marion Towers Apartments are a supporter of WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Address, 400 Delaware Avenue. Phone number, 740-387-9050.